100 days on the place, yeah, man. It's a kick it, you know. That's right.
Yeah, me rolling and rock it to the beat, and me love the sound.
Oh, Chess, you can mess with the sound. Better grab your girl, your posse, and gather round.
Yeah, me rolling and bobbing and going like a mad man. Oh, the man got the studio for 19 or long, so me say.
Hey, 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 Digital Sister, and I'm back. Wow, so much has gone on since the whole Don Imus flap of about a week or two ago. Hip Hop Nation, as I'm calling it, change is coming. I think what the whole flap has done, even though they were two separate issues, you know, what Don Imus said is what Don Imus said, had nothing to do with hip hop, but somehow the two issues have blended together, and it has caused all kinds of people to sort of rise up, if you will, and be part of this conversation. And I think it's making the music industry, you know, sit up and take a look at itself. I think one of the people was Russell Simmons, because, you know, after the whole flap happened, he was about saying that there shouldn't be any censorship, blah, 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 blah. But I don't think he was prepared to see the groundswell of people really voicing their opinion of how the music industry, and particularly hip-hop, has got to change. It's got to clean up its act. And, you know, a day or two later, he changed his tune. 'Cause I also believe that he's doing a lot of interesting business things. And I believe that if he wants to continue to do that, he had to take, I think, a stand and stand up for the fact that, hey, maybe I should be looking at what my artists are putting out. And even though I do this hip-hop summit, I need to look at what we're doing there. And it does address, I think, some of the violence issues, but I think they're also going to begin to start looking at the language, because I love hip-hop. I love the old school. You know, Grandmaster Flash said back in the day, it wasn't about, you know, shooting and killing each other. It was about, you know, out performing another person, out dancing another person, talking about fun, talking about great things, you know. It wasn't talking about killing people and taking people out and all this kind of nonsense that you do to sell your records, you know. And I think I'm glad that they're having a discussion about that, because something needs to change. And I think a lot of people in the industry are looking at what can we do to change the industry, because the industry is very different now. You know, there's only about maybe three or four major companies that really own pretty much everything. They've gobbled up all of the independents. They're all part of the big ones now, big companies, Universal, Vivendi, Universal, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I think hip-hop needs something new. It needs a breath of fresh air. It needs a jolt in the arm. And perhaps one of the unintended consequences of the whole Imus flap is that now maybe the industry will look at itself and clean up its act. In fact, one of those other people who I really had no idea was so kind of in the back scene of it all was Dr. Cornel West. He's an intellectual professor at Princeton, but he's, you know, been dealing with artists for a long time. You know, he had a CD out with Tavis, Gerald Levert, you know, and he and his brother Clifton, along with Nas, Prince, Dead Prez, late Gerald Levert, KRS-One, Talib Kweli, and others, are trying to plant a seed of positive creativity that has been choked off, I think, by big business. Because, you know, they're just going to keep making records with what sells. And if garbage sells, that's what we're going to get. So in any event, Dr. West has put out something called Never Forget, A Journey of Revelations. And it's to be scheduled in June, this June, during Black Music Month. And it just shows you how everybody's, you know, part of technology. And if you're not part of it, nobody's going to hear about you. So even Dr. Cornel West has a MySpace URL. And you can go to that at www.myspace.com/ Dr. Cornel West, 4, number 4, B, MWMB, and you can check out some cuts from his upcoming CD. So I just think it's great. A lot of people are coming together, and I think for a lot of our quote so-called leaders, they found an issue that they can get their hands around. You know, racism's a tough one to deal with because you can't change people's hearts. You can do some things, but it's a process. It's a hard nut to crack. But I think people are jumping on this because it's something that they can't address. But I think what needs to happen, and Dr. Wells is on the right path, I think we need to move from just discussion and pointing fingers and all that, but we need to start seeing a different type of product. Now, who is going to be the record label that, yes, can put out hip-hop, but who's going to put out something very interesting and fresh that's going to, I think, turn hip-hop and change it and breathe some new life into it? So that's the question. Who's going to be the label that does that, or who's going to be the artist that really stands up to that and does that and really, you know, takes the bull by the horn, so to speak? So that's what I want to see. I want to see a little less discussion, and I want to see some new product. I think we all want to hear some new product. And CBS has enough troubles, but they have these other two jerks on WFNY-FM, the Doghouse with JV and Elvis. And, you know, they're on the air making fun of Chinese Americans. So they had this little routine that they pretend to be a caller to a Chinese restaurant, and they intersperse the order for takeout with a lot of lewd language. And, you know, referred to one female employee, said he would come to the restaurant to see her naked, and refer to, you know, which part of the body we're talking about, as hot Asian spicy, and then attempted to order shrimp fried rice. Now, you know, come on. And these two DJs were ones who were supporting IMUS and everything. So, you know, are we surprised? But in any event, what it shows you is that no group likes another group making fun of them. And, you know, with the whole IMUS flap, you know, 46% said he shouldn't have really been fired. It was too harsh. But is that okay because it's acceptable to see African-American women in a really negative light? Now, I wonder if they did a survey about how, and it's a different comparison because IMUS and these guys are not in the same league in terms of numbers and things like that. But I just wonder if they did a survey and asked people if these DJs are, because right now they've been pulled off the air without pay, but if they do a survey and ask the public, should these DJs, was their punishment too harsh? I would be interested to see if 46% of the people still said it was too harsh and that basically it's okay to make fun of, you know, other ethnic groups. So that would be interesting to see if there's the same feeling about two different groups, or is one group, is it okay to see one group really negatively and not to see another group quite as negative? So that would be interesting to see. But man, CBS has got their hands full. My suggestion is to CBS is that maybe there should be some sensitivity training for your DJs that are part of your radio network, because, you know, it's happening too much and it hasn't stopped. You know, it just hasn't stopped. Oh, let's talk about Henry Louis Gates. He's going to be doing another special delving into genealogy and tracking the DNA so people can see, you know, where they come from. And I just thought, number one, it's so cool because I happened to have had the opportunity to meet him about 3 or 4 years ago. And he is just so cool, so down to earth, really nice. In fact, his nickname is Skip. And but this time around, they're going to use an average person who's going to be lucky enough to have this happen for them. Because last year they did celebrities. It was Quincy Jones, Oprah, and Chris Tucker. But this time, you know, just an ordinary Joe's going to have a chance. And you can apply at www.pbs.org /AA Lives. And Photographs have to be postmarked no later than May 7th, and your online application has to be completed by May 4th. So, you know, take a chance. Maybe your story will get told on Henry Louis Gates special. And he's also the W.E.B. Du Bois professor at Harvard. And, you know, since I've been to Africa and I actually went to the W.E.B. Du Bois Center in Ghana, I just think it's so cool every time I read something and I see W.E.B. Du Bois or I see Ghana or something mentioned because, you know, I've been there. And that's the beauty of travel, that you can read something with understanding because you actually know what it was like. So I think that's great. Good luck to anybody who applies. Now, are we really surprised that Rosie O'Donnell is leaving The View? I knew when she came back on that this was going to be her stepping stone to get back into TV after, you know, the fiasco with her show and the magazine and all that and the flop with her Broadway show with Boy George and all that. But, you know, she was looking for an angle, and she got it. So she came on The View. And, you know, she brought up the ratings and got people talking, and that's exactly what she was supposed to do. She was supposed to stir things up and get attention back on The View. Because in my opinion, you know, before Star got there, well, no, even when Star was there, to me, for the most part, it was just a couple of white chicks sitting around talking. You know, privileged, out-of-touch white folks who are just sitting around, who really, you know, are not in touch with everybody else. And so, you know, Rosie stirred it up, and I think that's what she was meant to do. And it will be interesting to see what happens, because the company that she sued, remember that, has expressed an interest in having her back. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what time slot she fills or which program will be canceled and what they're going to be developing for her. But I knew she was, you know, looking for a way to get back on TV, and now it looks like we'll probably see her some more, but maybe not on The View. Whoa, what was up with Alec Baldwin? I mean, he is not going to get Father of the Year award after hearing him, you know, basically cuss out his daughter over the phone. It's kind of sad because apparently there's such bad blood between he and Kim Basinger, and they've been involved in this custody thing for like, oh my God, like 6 years. But I guess, you know, when you're involved in something so contentious that if things don't go the way they're supposed to, you know, eventually, you know, you may or may not snap. And the fact that he snapped has caused him some problems because I think he's lost visitation, and there's another court hearing May 4th, so that's going to determine some other things. So, you know, perhaps he could have, you know, toned it down a bit, used some other language, perhaps really thought about what he was saying, because see, now that interferes with his visitation, and he's probably like really kicking himself for that. So I hope, you know, I hope that whatever the rift is, that they can heal it and move on. But, you know, unfortunately, when you're a celebrity and you have these websites like TMZ, I mean, they're looking for dirt on you to post all over the place. So you have to be, you know, kind of careful, and then you have to look at who on the other side is going to be leaking information to the press. So, you know, I hope whatever it is, they can resolve it and just move on. Kudos to American Idol for doing something really ingenious on the show. Not only going to have great entertainment, but they're bringing some celebrities and going to do this great fundraiser for poor people in the United States and in Africa. I'm so glad that they're finally looking at issues here in the United States, because we have to do that more. I've been to Africa and I've seen the poverty there, and yes, that needs to be addressed too, but we also need to address issues in our own country and our own people, you know. And I'm glad that American Idol is using that venue, and the numbers that see that show, who actually vote, they're probably going to raise a whole ton of money. So I say kudos to them. And I'm sure if it's successful, they may do this, you know, once a year, once a quarter, but probably once a year, because probably, you know, just getting the types of celebrities who participate. But I think it's great that they're utilizing the show for something with some substance besides some oftentimes non-talented singers, okay? Also, kudos to Tom Cruise, because I didn't know this about him. He and his wife, Katie Holmes, founded the New York Rescue Workers Detoxification Project, which is to help all those workers who, after 9/11, you know, were breathing that air as they're cleaning up the debris and pulling out bodies and all that sort of stuff. Apparently, officials say 400 people plus were exposed to the ground zero air, and 71,000 people have enrolled in long-term health monitoring programs to deal with health issues that have started to emerge and those that may subsequently develop. But in any event, his program has treated some 785 workers, and the workers are given tons of vitamins, nutritional counseling, and they participate in daily exercise and sauna sessions. And participants really have reported an improvement in the quality of their life. And I say kudos to him because, you know, there was so much about the victims and other things that I think people really lost sight of the people who were actually going down there day in and day out, breathing that air to rescue you know, people that were still caught, or to pull out bodies so that could be identified. And the same thing, I hope they're doing that with the dogs too, because some of the dogs have you know, developed illnesses as a result of doing that work that they did to find bodies, you know. So I say, hey, Tom is a little loopy sometimes, but this is a good thing he's doing, and I say kudos to he and his wife Katie for not forgetting the workers who really also risk their lives being in that area and breathing that air. So kudos to Tom and Katie. Now, I found something in the paper that just tickled me to death, especially since, you know, there's so much bad news going on right now. But I just got so tickled when I read this, that there's, in Des Moines, Iowa, there's a beautiful bulldog contest, and there's a racetrack with some nearly 8,000 participants, and this has been going on for like 98 years, and it's the oldest track. It's not a prestigious track, but it's the oldest track where this has gone on continually. And this dog named Riggs, he's a three-year-old, a drooler with protruding teeth and a penchant for attacking noisy appliances, was the one who won the beautiful bulldog award. He gets a little crown and everything. I just thought it was absolutely hysterical that they have names like Sir Griswold Snores a Lot, Naz Underbite, Crazy Legs, Demoose, things like that. And I just thought it was really cute, because I think me and most other people, you know, bulldogs are not at the top of your list as cute dogs. But apparently, they're not as cute, but they're really apparently very good companions. They have great personalities and all that, and I just think it's great that they've put together a contest. You know, even bulldogs can be beautiful. So that made me chuckle, and that is just a light note after all this heavy news that's been going on. But in any event, you know, that's it for tonight. Thanks so much to my fans in China, and thanks so much for passing the podcast around. We're going to be doing episode 60 very soon. I can't believe it. It's pretty amazing. But the podcast is like just exploding, so thank you so much for that. So in any event, have a great week, and you know, don't let the news get you down too much. Find some things to put some levity in your life. But for the most part, just have a great week. Digital Sister signing out, and I will be back with you in a few days. The West Side.